Census figures from 2010 put Alaska's population at more than 710,000 people. Newly released data indicates growth in all types of households, with the number of gay and lesbian households showing a sharp increase. The number of unmarried partner and husband and wife households also increased. I spoke with Ingrid Zaruba with the Department of Labor and Workforce Research and Analysis section about changes in the composition of Alaska households.
The trends for the population, the increases that we've seen across the state from the 2010 census, this data may just be reflective of that population increase. We're still evaluating the data and seeing where the numbers actually lie and the areas that they lie in. So I'm not sure that you can exactly extract a trend in the different composition of households. I would expect that just the social dynamics between them the last decade probably have made changes.
Can we attribute some of the increases in certain types of households simply with an increase in population?
Well, there has been an increase in certain areas of the state. The Anchorage area, Mat-Su area, Fairbanks area certainly had increases. Southeast had a decrease in population. I would say for areas where there was an increase in population, you could certainly end up with a variety of household makeups and family makeups.
Is there anything that jumps out at you right now that would suggest anything to be concerned about?
Well, we don't have anything concrete yet. We're still evaluating the data to see where the numbers actually fall in the different areas of the state. I think that there could be a concern, you know, for finding housing until we actually look at the numbers and can actually take an evaluation. I'm not sure that we can address that yet.
The number of unmarried people heading households has grown hugely by 44%. Does that tell you anything?
I'm not sure that it tells us anything other than exactly what it says. You know, when people filled out their census form, they were asked, you know, what their marital status was, and perhaps, you know, that is just how the changes have occurred in the last decade, is that there's more unmarried partners, male and female, that are living together.
Where does this information go? Obviously, it goes to federal researchers, but what does it mean for the state of Alaska?
From the state's perspective and the people that work in the state, there are a number of various programs that will use this data because it has household data as well as housing data that can be used for programs that deal with children, public assistance programs. Local governments will use the housing data to determine what housing characteristics are in their areas. And this could certainly affect any funding or any type of economic development that the state or any local government would want to do.
Ingrid Zaruba is with the State Department of Labor.